This is Shelley, a laughter-loving, story-stacking farmer's wife, country cook, mom, and Keggy to five adorable grands, with one on the way. Hooray! I snuck that one in on y'all, but that's okay. The kids snuck this one in on us, too. Everyone thought they were through, including the shocked but excited parents. I'm also a speaker, author, and Bible teacher known as the Belle of All Things Southern. Everything reminds me of a story, and I believe life is better when you're laughing. Hit subscribe and stick around. We need to chat. This week in the SRC file, also known as Straight Running Crazy News, a trans feminist group called for hens to be separated from roosters on poultry farms so they couldn't be assaulted by the roosters without their consent. And now my eyes may be officially stuck in the back of my head. Mama said it could happen. The group insists their protest was not a joke. They're serious. So am I. Hashtag have mercy. If there is anyone left out there still asking what's next, please stop. Please and thank you. Here's another version of breaking news, but it's the happy dance kind. My next book will be releasing January the 28th, 2020. I've put my heart and soul into this one, y'all. It's called Finding Deep and Wide. Stop settling for the life you have and live the one Jesus died to give you. My publisher and I want to gift you the first chapter, free. You can find it at the website. The book is already available to pre-order on Amazon, but if you run over there and get it, send me a copy of your receipt to findingdeepandwide@yahoo.com. I haven't circulated the details yet, but I'm planning a really cool giveaway, and everyone who pre-orders gets their name in the pot. And get this, I'll put your name in for every book you order. More books, more chances. Details to come.
You're listening to Shelley on All Things Southern.
It is actually kind of sort of henning occasionally a fall here in Northeast Louisiana, and that means soup's on. Beefy vegetable soup, to be exact. Here's your list of ingredients. A pound of hamburger meat, browned and drained, 6 medium potatoes, diced, 3 to 4 onions, diced, 1 16-ounce package of frozen mixed vegetables, 1 to 2 cups beef broth. Got it so far? You can find the list at the website, belleofallthingssouthern.com. Now, where was I? Oh, 1 cup of shredded carrots, 1 bay leaf, 1 clove of minced garlic, and salt and pepper to taste. So you'll want to brown a pound of hamburger meat, drain the grease, and set it aside. Clean and dice your potatoes and onions and cover them with water. Bring them to a boil. When they're fork tender, add beef, frozen mixed vegetables, and shredded carrots. Stir until the heat comes back up. Season this with minced garlic and salt and pepper to taste. Add a bay leaf and let it cook on low at least 30 minutes. Here's a kitchen tip. Whenever I'm browning hamburger meat, I try to brown twice what I need so I can date and freeze the remainder. It's so handy to have as a quick recipe base. And another tip? Tonight, I did a variation of the potatoes and onions above. I had smothered some last night and had some leftovers, so I added them to the soup pot. Yes'm! Extra flavoring. Smothered potatoes and onions are not a recipe. I repeat, they are not a recipe. But I'll go over the basics in case you're unaware of this culinary wonder. Start your skillet potatoes and vidé your onions by adding them to a cast iron skillet and smothering them within an inch of their little cubed selves in a bath of butter and a bit of vegetable oil. The oil is so the butter doesn't burn, Virginia. Now, listen. Sprinkle with crushed red pepper, black pepper, and salt. All of this non-recipe goodness was learned at Mama's house, also known as the Queen of Us All. Thanks, Mom. Now, y'all, please don't be stingy with the butter. For the love of my ancestors, just don't. And if you're underprivileged and can't get a hold of Vidalia onions in your area, I will intercede for you while you choose a lesser variety. Here it comes. Wait for it. Bless your heart. One more thing. Smother this over a medium heat and do not stop until everything is soft and some of the precious cubes are blackened, translated burnt. If you should stop short of this step, my people and I will know that you are a faint-hearted weenie and couldn't hang. If this was part of a real recipe, I would never suggest that any of you are faint-hearted weenies, but it's not, so I can't. Much love and happy eating. Now, don't go anywhere unless you put me on hold and come back. After the break, I'll be chatting with blogger Hope Helmuth, author of Hope's Table. You'll love her sweet spirit, and you gotta get her cookbook. It's all that.
Of eat that sticks to your soul.
You're listening to All Things Southern, brought to you by Providence Church in Lake Providence, Louisiana, where they want you to know you are loved. Welcome back to All Things Southern. I am visiting with Hope Helmuth. Hope is the author of a beautiful new cookbook called Hope's Table, Everyday Recipes from a Mennonite Kitchen. Welcome to All Things Southern, Hope.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
As you know, Hope, I was blessed to be able to endorse this cookbook, and I was thinking I'd like to start there and tell everyone what I said about it when I read through it the first time and was, again, blessed to be able to endorse it. I said, oh, do bring this cookbook home and fall in love with the beautiful food and the sincere faith of Hope Helmuth. I have. And that is true. And right from my heart, Hope, tell me a little bit about this project. I guess I'm asking about the backstory and what inspired it.
My husband and I first got married 10 years ago, I loved to cook. And so I would make these big elaborate meals for him. And I thought, you know what? I should share this with people. So I started a blog. And from the blog, I gained a following. And then a publisher found me and asked about writing a cookbook. And so it was a 2-year process. In some ways, it felt like birthing a baby. Halfway mm-hmm. through, I decided that this was hard, but the only way out was to finish it. So I did that. And with the Lord's help, He definitely helped me through that, and I'm just glad to have it today. It's been wonderful to hear the feedback from people, how it's blessed them to gather their families around their tables and to just be inspired to cook.
Oh, and it's beautiful on top of it. I love the recipes. I'm going to be cooking out of it myself. I love your strong faith that's woven so easily throughout your writing. But I'm also blessed by the pictures. And I didn't realize this when I endorsed the book, but you also took all the photographs. That's a pretty big deal. Now, are you a self-taught photographer as well?
I am. Yes, a lot of trial and error. And yes, it was a lot of cooking meals with 2 girls and then 2 girls wanting to eat the meal while I'm photographing it and pulling on my skirt tail. And I know some people look at the cookbook and they're like, you know, I live this perfect, simple, you know, yes, stress-free. And some of that was really stressful. We got through it. And yeah, today we have the cookbook. But I enjoyed the process. I don't want to be, you know, too negative that I did it.
Oh, you did not. You did not sound negative at all. If I was laughing, Hope, it's because I also have a cookbook out. I get that behind the scenes doesn't always look exactly like the photos, right?
That is exactly right. And I just, yeah, want to be real about that.
I appreciate that. Now, you did the food, you did the photography, but the recipes themselves, talk to me a little bit about where you collected the recipes. Are they yours? And did you develop them? Are they family traditions?
A lot of the recipes are foods I would have grown up eating. Now, most of them, though, I developed myself. A few of them, it will note on the recipe that they are from mom. But that's one thing that I learned after I started blogging, that I would eat something and I would want to make it. So I would develop a recipe and then I started writing it down. And once you kind of get the basics down for developing a recipe, it comes a lot easier. And so, yeah, once I got started, I just started developing all of these recipes and it came out to be over 100.
Wow. They pile up quickly, don't they, when you cook for a family? Another aspect of this project that I really enjoyed, Hope, was the storytelling. I love the way you wove in your everyday life. Was it important to you to include those stories?
Yes, I think when they first came to me, they talked about a lifestyle book. and we didn't really think a cookbook. But then when we went towards the cookbook, then that's when I wanted to bring the lifestyle into that. And really, my publisher helped a lot with that. So yes, I think that's a very important part of my heritage. And to share that with other people, people are just so interested in that part of my life, which is, you know, a lot of people live in the city and they can't have a garden and don't see the hands-on process of preserving and gathering your food. So
I agree. When they're able to look beyond, you know, the glossy photos and really see that person's life and that lifestyle, it is enjoyable. As a farm wife and an author and speaker, I do that as well. I love to bring in my family and friends and our life here in Northeast Louisiana. You know, Hope, my greatest motivation is to share my faith. But then beyond that, it is to get people to take a deep breath and be present in this life and enjoy these days that are passing so quickly. It's important to me to do that around food and around the dinner table. How important would you say those dinner table meals are?
Oh, I think they're a very vital part of a family life. You know, together at the end of the day and share your joy of the day, your sorrow, just to communicate. Everybody has all these devices, but they're not communicating with each other. People aren't connected. And I just think it's so important for the life and the health of the family just to sit down. You don't have devices or cell phones. You just sit down. You talk about your day. You enjoy food together. I think it's so important. And my girls look forward to meals. They just love to come around the table with the family and eat. And it's just a fun time.
And, you know, that's where our children learn the art of conversation and how to listen. I think about my grandchildren. I'm so grateful that their parents have bought into that and they understand the importance and the necessity of it, because my grandchildren, they can look you in the eye and have a conversation with you because they have done that. I grieve sometimes over children being raised without that stable environment, and they, you know, they don't have those skills. And I think that's such a disservice to them. Kudos to you for having that be a very big part of Hope's Table and laying that out there for people. I think that's a great thing. It's a great encouragement. Which reminds me of the tips that you have scattered throughout the book. I found them very helpful and encouraging as well. So it occurs to me that it would be fun if we did a little Teaching with Hope segment. Let's just hypothetically say that it's a new wife and she's trying to figure out her way around a kitchen. Talk to her a little bit about stocking her kitchen, maybe her pantry. Where would you suggest she start there? She goes to the grocery store and she's just blank. What are you going to suggest that she begins with?
As for me, I just simply stock the basics. I think if your pantry is too full with too many things, it just gets overwhelming. So, I mean, if you're going into winter season, beans, canned beans, chicken broth, some pasta for that type of things if you want to do macaroni and cheese. And then we have a big chest freezer where we would store meat and things like that. And I think that's that's important, too, to have just the basics on hand. Just have some chicken and pork and beef in your freezer and then the basics in the fridge. And I mean, you can take a whole roasted chicken and make a beautiful thing with vegetables and herbs. And then the next day you pick the chicken off the bones and you can make a broth and use that chicken in a soup and add your vegetables. So it doesn't have to be complicated. You can just use the basics and make really tasty dishes.
You know, I'm just so struck by the that is good, sound, simple advice. And for you and I, it feels very routine. But I kind of have a mission myself to help young women that just feel like they have to go by to the grocery store every day to get a meal on the table. And it's traced back to that inability to stock a kitchen and know how to cook from a pantry and from a freezer. And I was blessed with my mom, that kind of raising, because she taught us. We lived in the country. And of course, you just didn't run to the store just to get, you know, what you needed. And so you learned how to stock your refrigerator with just the dairy and the fresh veggies and, you know, what you would need, and be able to go to the pantry and the refrigerator and start a meal, the freezer, without, you know, without any trouble. And so I commend you again for trying to help people understand how to do that. I could talk to you a lot longer, Hope, but we're almost out of time. So let's end with the most important part of the cookbook to both of us. And that's the faith message that is so prevalent in your work. What do you want someone to take away from Hope's Table as far as a faith message?
My goal through it all is to do the will of the Lord. And I feel like doing your best and giving your best for your family doesn't have to be complicated. You can, they say, if you want to change the world, go home and love your children. And cooking and caring and making homemade food for your children can be a big blessing to your family, to your community. And if you love your neighbors and your family, that's one way to start. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go in the mission field in Africa to be a missionary. You can start right up.
Very well said. Thank you, Hope. Tell the folks where to find Hope Helmuth and more information on Hope's Table.
You can find, I actually have a new website. It's hopeful-things.com, and then you can find me on Instagram as well, and my Instagram handle is hopefulthings. And a lot of times in the summer, I update people when I'm working in the garden or shelling llamas on the porch with my mom and grandmas, and so yeah, it just gives a inside peek to my life.
Awesome. Thank you so much for just taking the time to be by All Things Southern. It's been a blessing to have you, Hope.
Thank you. It's been a blessing to have you as my first podcast. So I love your Southern voice. It makes me
whole. Oh, good. Well, we'll have to stay in touch. You take care.
All right. You too.
Walk a country mile to find her a good old slow talk, a country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be, and I hope you're liking what you see. 'Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
And now, let's open the Word together before we go. This morning's reading had me staggering at account after account of heroes of the faith who laid down their lives for the spread of the gospel, at home and abroad. Their biographies are as individual as their DNA, but one thread shows up over and again in their stories. The threat of imminent death didn't deter them because, to a person, they had already died. Luke 17:33 reads, "If you cling to your life, you will lose it, and if you let your life go, you will save it." Friends, this world offers nothing but bait and switch. Search it over, and you'll never find anything to compare to what God has already given. Jesus is abundant eternal life. My goal is dying to me and living to Christ. I'm not there. But living with my little eye yielded is bringing me ever-increasing peace and open-ended promise of more of His fellowship. And nothing rivals the company of Christ. Nothing. Will you join me in asking Father to teach us to die to live? Blessings, y'all. And now I want to close with a little bit of housekeeping. I combined the last three podcasts into a free downloadable ebook based on your feedback. I want to gift you with Finding Margin for the Devotional Life. Just subscribe to the website and I'll send it right out to you. That's it for now. If you're enjoying the podcast, would you be so kind as to give it a review and share it with your friends and family? Many thanks. Remember, you can also subscribe to my newsletter at the website so you don't miss a thing. That's bellofallthingssouthern.com. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face to shine upon you and give you peace. This is Shelley with Hopes for All.